My message was actually today, even before I knew Sam and Kathy were preaching, is reclaiming what the devil has stolen. I'm only going to give you, see, I can't share this morning because we've heard the word of the Lord already. And I don't want you to forget God's story coming through grief. So I can't share more because I want you to ponder the words that were said. And I want you to lift those thoughts up to the Lord this afternoon as you ponder what was shared. I can't mess with my words with what God has shared already. But I just want to focus on this one thing. I'm going to be reading some verses that I think go very well with what was shared this morning. In Psalm 42, it talks about, in what I was going to preach, it says, David strengthened himself, and he was deeply depressed at times. And I just want to read a couple of books from the book of Psalms. As a deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. I thirst for God, the living God. When I can come and appear before God, my tears have been my food day and night. All day long, people say to me, where is your God? I remember this as I pour out my heart, how I walk with many. Verse 6, I am deeply depressed. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan. Verse 8 shifts a little bit. The Lord will send his faithful love by day. His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. Then it shifts back again. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? And then verse 11, why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in so much turmoil? And then he's like giving himself a pep talk. Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 34 says this, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my lips. I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad. Verse 6, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How happy is the person who takes refuge in him. I want you to know something about these passages. David wasn't all free and clear when he was writing these psalms. He was still in the midst of it. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Another phrase in there says, he restores my soul, even in his deepest grief. Even in our deepest grief, God can restore our souls. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, even in the toughest times. And I'll close with this passage from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers come against me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies stumbled. Though an army deploys against me, my heart will not be afraid. Though a war breaks out against me, I will still be confident. I have asked one thing from the Lord. It is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gazing on the beauty of the Lord and seeking in his temple. And then the last two verses of that chapter are this. I am certain that I will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. If you don't believe there's not a living God, you didn't hear their heart. You didn't hear where God has intervened in their deepest pain. Verse 14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart be courageous. Wait for the Lord. When we draw near to him, he's going to draw near to us. That's the God that I serve, even when it's tough. And I want to unpack this sermon for you, but it's not going to be this morning. So I want you to stand, and I want you to pray with me this morning as we honor a God who even in her deepest grief, in her deepest pain, I am confident, without a doubt, that he's the God, and he is good in this land even that we live in. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for a word from dear friends that carry on the work of Ian. I thank you so much for being in our midst, for your Holy Spirit touching our hearts, and for being a living God that we can come to in our deepest pain, our biggest fears, our dark depression, and we can come to you and you hear our thoughts and you know our innermost being because you made us, you created us. Lord, my prayer as we leave this place today is that we would see your goodness in the land of the living. I pray this in your name. Amen.